you focus, I tell you that.
There you go.
All right, joined here by our funny car champion, Robert Height. This is Robert's first win since Gainesville of 2016, breaking a 34-race winless streak. Had a 0.46 reaction time in the final round, very strong reaction time for the funny car category. It's his first win here in Denver. 38th career win.
No. Third win in Denver.
I'm sorry, third win in Denver. I can't remember my handwriting. Third win here in Denver.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
I don't know.
Four, yeah.
Right there.
Sorry.
With this win, Roberts earned the sixth spot in the Traxxas shootout, which will be happening at the U.S. Nationals. And also with this win, Robert has now secured one win in each of his 13 seasons as a funny car driver. So, let's lead with the obvious. Talk to us about your physical condition today.
Well, I don't know whether I ate something bad this morning or last night, but man, I've been sick all day. Couldn't keep anything down, and this isn't the place you want to have that happen, up here on the mountain. You know, a guy from California at sea level, and then you get up here to, you know, elevation and have these problems. But, the Chevys ran great in qualifying, 1, 2, and 3, and then it's like you snap your fingers and it all turned around. Courtney and John out, and, you know, Todd Simpson, who I was racing first round, he red lit, and normally a red light doesn't affect me, but he left so early that my mind started thinking, and then I double-stepped it. So we lost lane choice for second round, and, you know, sometimes that can be a big deal, sometimes not. Luckily, we have a great racetrack here at Bandimere Speedway, and it wasn't a big deal. But in the second round, in the semis, kept dropping cylinders, and, you know, we're lucky to get those wins. So, but every time you go to the starting line with Jimmy Prock in your corner, you believe it's going to be fixed, and you're going to outrun these guys. Exactly what he did in the final, but it really makes me proud to see our other teams coming in and helping Jimmy and them all working together to get this car in the winner's circle. And that's how come John Force Racing is going to prevail, is because we work so close together. We're a family, we work hard, and, you know, no matter who's in the winner's circle, we all share the wealth.
DSR won the last 10 in 12-13. How good is it to break that streak?
It's big, and, you know, it was 34 races or something since I've won last, and, you know, you try to block that out. You try to put it behind you and not even think about it, but the TV, the media, they continuously remind you of it, and it starts wearing on you a little bit, and you see the other guys winning. What's really frustrating is our performance is there. We run really good. We qualify well. We just haven't raced well on Sunday and haven't had any luck. Today we got some luck. We needed it. And those guys over there are winning. They've done good. You can't take anything away from them, but they have had some luck too. And, you know, this is a big time of year. It's my favorite time of the year, the Western Swing. I'm from the West Coast. Three awesome races, three great racetracks in a row. These crew guys have to work so hard. They have to change everything in Denver to come up here racing this altitude. Okay, now they have to change it all back in a matter of a couple days, get to Sonoma. It's a pretty big, long trip, and we're at sea level. Now you got to race that and set the cars up for that. So these crew members, they earn their money here on these 3 weeks. And, you know, it's a big deal to sweep the swing. Well, you can't sweep the swing unless you win Denver. We did that. Anything else?
You're good. Congratulations, Robert.
Thank you.